More than 3 years after New York voters approved a constitutional amendment to expand casino gambling in the state, Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady opened its doors to the public today. The $330 million Las Vegas-style casino is one of four authorized by regulators after voters approved an amendment to New York's constitution expanding gambling in 2013. Rush Street Gaming chairman Neil Bloom joined state officials and local leaders for the grand opening.
We're standing here not much more than 1 year after ground was officially broken at the Rivers, and not more than 2 years from the award of our gaming license. You may think that that's quick, but this is the quickest development we've seen in the gaming industry, and you've done it in a marvelously quick and efficient way. This is a testament to Governor Cuomo's commitment to make New York State open for business.
It took 14 months from shovel to shuffle. The old Alco industrial site now transformed into a destination resort. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Today is just all good news. It really is a dream come true. We would be talking about this project sometimes, and I would just say it's just too great. It's just too unbelievable that something this grand and this powerful was going to happen. But it did. The dream came true. The vision turned into reality.
Thousands of people were filing in, overloading the parking lots. Some lined up early, anxious to try their luck. Gina Gardy of East Greenbush was one of the first.
I got here at 4:30 this morning, and I'm happy to be here because I'm excited for the grand opening. Can't wait to play.
Rivers features a 50,000-square-foot gaming floor with hundreds of gleaming slot machines, a full menu of Vegas games, including roulette and high-stakes poker, and with dining establishments overseen by Bobby Malozzi and his family.
So there's Duke's Chop House and Duke's Lounge, which is a standalone restaurant, a sit-down restaurant. And then there's the Marketplace, which has four concepts. Those are Flipped, which is our burger joint, Villa Italia, which is our 24-hour coffee and pastry outlet, Johnny's To Go, and Mian, which is our Asian noodle bar.
If you haven't made plans yet to visit the Rivers, the consensus is you likely will. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy.
It's not a casino in a vacuum. We have Mohawk Harbor immediately adjacent to us. It's a mixed-use retail project, and it complements our development that's occurred in downtown.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.